There's one thing that marks the sound of Rumi Akhtar to me. It was a very astute critic in the Washington Post who said, your sound is all about breath and wind. I wonder, could we get Nestor and Max Carlos, could you pick up those big zampoñas? And we hear a little bit what you were doing in the opening piece is very interesting. Any of you folks at home ever play in a handbell choir? Well, what you do is we pick up a couple of pitches in handbell, say an E and an F sharp, and then somebody else gets a G and an A, and you go back and forth. You play when it's your turn to bring out the melody. That's what they were doing with these enormous 5-foot-long panpipes. Because these instruments are built on a sort of pentatonic scale, from what I could make out, so they don't have all of the notes, or you can't actually get enough breath either to play all the way through.
Yeah, actually what we have is like they have two sets of panpipes, and they're intercalated notes.
Mm.
So you separate the both sets, and you cannot play alone the music. You need the other partner to play with.
Right.
So that's a way of sharing, the community of sharing the music as well, even in the instruments.
One of the things I remember about watching you all play the zampoñas, these enormous instruments, how much wind it takes to play them. And folks at home, maybe you have a notion. If you try to play the recorder, it doesn't take too much wind. If you try to play the trumpet, it doesn't take too much wind. The tuba takes a lot of wind because it's a big pipe to blow through. And this is like blowing through a drainage pipe. Just like, this is like the diameter is 5 feet from the sound of it.
Well, actually, when you play just one note on this instrument, you need to take out all of your breath. And to play the other one, you need to take out. But these guys seem to be very well efficient on their instruments because they can play sometimes 3 or 4 notes without taking any breath at all.
I think the only training for this is to live at an altitude of 12,000 feet. And then when you come down here to St. Paul, we're about 1,000 feet of altitude, so you've got lots of wind.
Yeah, probably one of the best trainings is that one.